Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on curtailing one's hopes and remembering death. So to understand today's hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had drawn his sketch on the ground. And when he drew the sketch on the ground, then he explained to Sahaba what the sketch means. So therefore, just to get an understanding, I don't know if brothers can see this, but I'll just try and explain it to the best of my ability. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drew a four-sided object almost like a square. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drew this object. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then from the center of the square, he drew a line going out of the square. So he's got a square, and then through the center he got a line going out of the square. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from within the square drew lines going towards that center line. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained what is this. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that the center line that's going till the end of the square, the center line that is going till the end of the square, that is insan. Now if you look at it, in modern technology, if anyone had to draw insan, had to draw a man, will draw one head, will draw one body. But look at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no murat at all. Just one straight line. And he explains the line that is running through the center of the square, that is insan, that is man. And the line now that is going beyond the square is the hopes, is the ambition, is the wishes of man. All his big plans and his plots go beyond that square. Before that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that this square, the borders of the square, is the lifespan of man. His life is limited. You look at the square, it's got a limited size, it's got a limited space. So the man's lifespan is very limited, but his hopes and his ambition and his planning and his lifelong ambitions, or beyond that, it goes beyond his life also, that beyond his lifespan, his life can't even cater for what ambitions he has. So the line goes even beyond the lifespan of men. And these small lines that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drew, going towards the center line, going towards that man, these small lines, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains as we go through the hadith, are afflictions that get a man as he's going through his life. As a man is going through his life, one affliction will hit him. If that misses him, the next one may get him. If that misses him, the third one, the fourth one, like that. There are so many different chances of afflictions hitting a man. If he manages to escape one, another one will get him. If he escapes that, then another one will get it. But at some point, he will go through afflictions. This is the system of this dunya. How beautifully Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained it. So now when we do this hadith, we can understand what this hadith is explaining. Otherwise it's very hard for us to understand. So remember, there's a square, there's a line that's going through the center that ends up at the square, and then after that it goes beyond the square. Then you've got these small lines that are going towards the center line. The center line is insan. The line that is going beyond that square is his hopes and his ambitions. And the square itself is the limited lifespan of this insan. The small lines are all the afflictions and can get a person. An Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu qal khattan nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam khattan murabba'an wa khatta khatta'an fil wasati kharijan minhu wa khatta khutatan sigharan ila hadha alladhi fil wasati min janibi alladhi fil wasat faqala hadha al-insan wa hadha ajaluhu محيطا به وقد أحاط به وهذا الذي هو خارج أمله وهذه الخطط الصغار الأعراض فإن أخطأه هذا نهشه هذا وإن أخطأه هذا نهشه هذا رواه البخاري. There are two hadiths here, but this explanation inshallah will explain both. وعن أنس رضي الله عنه قال خط النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم خطوطا فقال هذا الإنسان وهذا أجله فبينما هو كذلك إذ جاء الخط الأقرب. حضرت أنس رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drew some lines and said that this man, and this is his death, he is occupied in his aspirations when suddenly death, which is the closest line, comes upon him. The second hadith explains this much clearer. Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu narrates that on one occasion Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drew a four-sided object, a square, and then he drew a line through the middle of it which extended beyond it. He then drew small lines from the side within the square up to the middle line. He then said that this middle line represents man, and these four sides of the square which encircle him, or by which he is encircled, represents his lifespan. The line that extends beyond the square represents his hopes, and these small lines represents afflictions. If one of these misses him, the next one will get him, and if this one misses him, the next one will get him. And then the Imam Nawawi rahmatullah has brought the graphical representation of this. One thing we learn from here is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's brilliant way of teaching. Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam used not only audio by speaking to people, sometimes he used visual also, but as we can see, no murat at all. So beautifully Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained it. Sometimes he would take hold of his tongue, literally hold his tongue and explain to them of the harms of the tongue. Sometimes Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will catch a person like the other hadith we did. He caught Sahabi by him, by his side, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now he explained to him. So like this you'll find this was the beautiful character, style of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, using different methods to teach, but to get the point across. Allah Ta'ala give us also the tawfiq. So one is the effective method of teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He made every person feel special. Like that famous incident, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's eating with Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu, and he addresses him, Ya Bunayya, O my son, that Sammillah wa kul biyaminik, that take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and eat with your right hand. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made him feel very special, that, oh my son, although he was not really the son of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was like the stepson of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi wa sallam dressed him like this, but he made him feel very, very special. When he felt like this, now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to him, catching the sahabi, holding him and explaining to him. Like that, sometimes Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would whisper individually to his sahabi to make him feel as though this advice is very, very precious. And indeed it was very, very precious. Sometimes Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would draw on the ground to explain to sahaba. So this was the different styles Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drew. But the main thing was the fikr that he had. How I can explain to my sahaba, how I can show them practically, I can demonstrate to them what this life is all about. So what a beautiful way Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaching us. And our life is so limited. But our hopes and our ambitions are going and going and going, even beyond that life, to such an extent that when a man passes away, now all his different ambitions are still left. And sometimes you'll find it that the passport is there, the ticket is there, this flight is there, that booking is there. All those plans are there to go to this place and that place and that place. But the man's ruh is gone and he has left the world. The only place that is left for him now is the Qabrustan. So Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. There's nothing wrong for tadbir. Tadbir is something that is very, very important. Planning is something that is very important. But what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is teaching us, that this ambitions and long hopes and aspirations, this is not there for a believer. A believer is practical about what he does and he's hopeful about what he does. But together with that, he keeps mort and death in front of him, so that he plans and he prepares ultimately for that ultimate destination, which is death. And that will curtail all these big, big ambitions of the dunya that he has. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.